left off in Daf Yutes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, so we're going to pick up right there at the Mishnah, about six lines into Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. So we already learned at the very beginning of the Masechta that there are three different types of cities when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. There are cities that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Those cities have to read the Megillah on what we call Shushan Purim, on the 15th day of Adar. Then there are regular cities, big cities, that have to read the Megillah on what we call Purim, on the 14th day of Adar. And then there are Ben Kfarim, there are people that live in cities that are really not cities, they're tiny little villages, and they can read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. They can read the Megillah as early as the 11th day of Adar, but really the Monday or Thursday that is closest to Purim when they come into the big city. So says the Mishnah, what if you have a person that's traveling? Ben Ir Shahalach Lekrach. You have a person who lives in a city that goes to a walled city. Or Ben Krach Shahalach Lir, a person that lives in a walled city that goes to a regular city. See, in Masadach Sabim Kamo, if he plans on going back to his original city, to his house, and we'll see by when he has to have planned on going back, Kari Kim Komo. Then he reads like the other people in the place where he comes from, Vim Lav, but if he doesn't plan on going back, Kari Imahin. Then he reads the same day as the people in the city that he's in right now. Says the Mishnah, Mehechon Kari Adam is Megillah V'yotzei V'yidei Chava. So, how much of the Megillah does a person actually have to read in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah? Which is a little bit of a funny question, because you would assume, of course, you have to read the whole Megillah, because that's what we do, but the Mishnah didn't assume anything. So how much of the Megillah? Maybe you can get away with reading a lesser portion of the Megillah and still be Yotzei the Mitzvah. So Remeir Omer Kula. Remeir says, no, you got to read the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, May Ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda says you could start with the pasuk Ish Yehudi when it introduces Mordechai in the second parak of the Megillah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, May Achara Dvar Me'ilah. Rabbi Yossi says you could start with Achara Dvar Me'ilah, which is the beginning of the third parak of the Megillah. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, going back on the first halacha in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that it depends if you plan on going back to your regular city or not, to your hometown, whether you have to read the Megillah like your hometown or whether you read like the place that you're in. So Rav just qualifies, Lo shanu ela sha'asid lachzar bilele yodalid. When we say that you read like your hometown, that's only if you plan on going back before the daybreak of Purim day, meaning it's sometime during the night on Purim night. But if you don't plan on going back during Purim night, meaning you plan on staying in the town that you're visiting the entire Purim night, well then, Korei Mahen, then you can certainly read the Megillah together with the people that you are currently visiting. So Rava says, Amar Rava mina aminala. How do I know that what I'm saying is true? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Al kein hayehudim aprazim hayoshim ba'arei aprazos. It says that the Jewish people who lived in places that did not have a wall, and that dwelled in places that don't have a wall, it refers to Yehudim aprazim hayoshvim ba'arei aprazos. Both things. So michti ksiv hayehudim aprazim. So that's repetitive. It already says the Jewish people that live in non-walled cities. Lamli lemichtav hayoshvim ba'arei aprazos. Why does it then have to say again hayoshvim ba'arei aprazos, who dwell in non-walled cities? If you're talking about non-walled city Jews, obviously they dwell in non-walled cities. That's how they became non-walled city Jews. So the Gemara says, Hakamash Milan, what it must be teaching me is exactly this halacha. De Parus ben Yomo Nikra Parus, that a person is in a non-walled city for even just one day, as long as that day is Purim, counts like a person who's from a non-walled city and reads the Megillah like all the other people who are in the non-walled city, even though really this guy is from a walled city. But if he's in the non-walled city for the entire 14th day, for the day of Purim, he reads the Megillah on what we call Purim, not on what we call Shushan Purim. So says Mar Ashkan Parus Mukaf Minalan. Good, that's good for a person who happens to be for Purim in a non-walled city. What about a person who's for Purim in a walled city? How do I know that he would read on the 15th like all the other people in the walled city? So says Gemara Svaruhu. Well, that's logical. I mean, the Parus ben Yom Kari Parus. Once you tell me that someone in a non-walled city for just the day of Purim is considered to be someone who lives in the non-walled city for the halacha of Kriyas HaMegillah, so obviously someone who's in the walled city for just the day of Shushan Purim would be considered like someone who lives in the walled city with regard to the halacha of Kriyas HaMegillah. So main point number one that we have over here on the Mishnah is that a Ben Ir, a city dweller that goes to a village, that goes to a walled city, or vice versa, if he plans on coming back during the night of Purim, he's Kari Kimakoma. He reads like people from the town that he's from. If he only plans on going back the next day, then he reads like the place that he is visiting right now. However, says the Gemara, remember there's a third type of city. So far we've only been talking about walled cities and non-walled cities. Remember, what about the villagers? The villagers read as early as the 11th. So Ve'amar Rava, Rava tells us another chiddush. Ben Kfar Shalach Li'ir, if you have a villager that goes to a city, Ben Kach Ben Kach, now whether he goes back before daybreak on the morning of Purim, or whether he doesn't, Kare Imahin, he still has to read, if he's in the regular city on the night of the 14th, and everyone else in that city is reading the Megillah on the night of the 14th, even if he plans on going back home in an hour from now, he reads the Megillah together with them. My time, well, why would we do that? Why would we make him read the Megillah with them? Why would we so machmir? Because hay kebnei ha'ir b'ilimikri. Really, every villager, technically their halacha is that they should have to read the Megillah on the 14th. Rabbanan huda akilu ala kfar. Remember from the first parak, it was just a leniency that the Rabbanan had that we go easy on the people from the villages, kidei sheyisapku mayimu mazon lachem shabakarachin, to make it easier for them to provide water and food for people who live in the cities. But typically speaking, really their halacha is just from reading the Megillah. Their halacha is that they're supposed to read on the 14th day of Adar. So hani miliki esi b'tuchtei. When are we going to be lenient on these people and let them read a little early? That's if they're still in their villages. Aval ki yisei b'yir, but if he's in the city on the 14th day of Adar, kibnei yir b'yil mikri, then he has to read the Megillah on the same day as the people who live in that city. So the Gemara asks, is that really true? Eis ve'abaye, abaye yes, ben krach shalach yir, a ben krach, someone who's from a large city that goes to a regular city, ben kach, ben kach, kari kimakomo, he reads the Megillah on the same day as people who live in the same day as his regular place where he lives. So what does that mean? Ben krach sal gadaituch? Are we really talking about a person who lives in a city? So we already discussed the halacha of a person who lives in a city. A person who lives in a city, it all depends if he plans on coming back that night. Elalav ben kfar, no, what it must be talking about is a villager who visits a city, and we see that he reads as the same day as the other villagers read. He does not read on the same day as the other people in the city read. So isn't this a raya against Rava? Rava said that when it comes to a villager, as long as he's in the city on the night of Purim, even if he plans on going back home that very same night, he would have to read together with the people in the city. But here we have a statement of a brisa that a ben krach, which we said really means a ben kfar, a villager, goes to a city, he reads like a villager, not like a city dweller. So says the Gemara, that's not a raya. V'lav terutzei mitaratzes, you're quoting me a brisa that you yourself are telling me needs to be corrected. Meaning you had to correct the brisa in order to make it talk about a villager and not a city dweller. So once you're correcting it anyway, tani karei mahen, correct another detail about that brisa and make it say that he should read together with the other people from that city, and not that he should read like a villager. So main point number two, a ben kfar, a villager that goes to a city, reads like a city dweller, because his real day of Kriyas HaMegillah is Yudalid Adar. Okay, so now we go on, the second half of the Mishnah discussed where you read the Megillah from. So it says, "Mehechan kare adam es Megillah." From where does a person read the Megillah? So Tanya, we have a brayso. Reb Shimon Yochai Omer mi balayla hahu. The Reb Shimon Yochai says that you have to read starting from the pasuk balayla hahu, which is only the sixth parak of the Megillah. So really, you could skip like the whole first half of the Megillah. So you start from balayla hahu till the end. That's good enough. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so meaning, so now we have four opinions. We have the three in the Mishnah, plus Rabbi Shimon Yochai's opinion. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Rekulan Mikra Echad Darshu. All four opinions derive from the same pasuk. They all darshan the same pasuk. Pasuk says Vatichtov Esther Malka Mordechai Yehudi as Kol Tokev, that Esther Malka Mordechai Yehudi wrote down about all of the power, all of the strength. So this is a pasuk in Perek Tes of the Megillah, and that pasuk goes on to say L'kayem as Igeres HaPurim, to fulfill the Igeres HaPurim, the letter of Purim. So the Igeres HaPurim is the Megillah. So the Megillah somehow is defined as Kol Tokev, the full strength. So whose full strength defines the Megillah and is what you need to read in order to be Yotzi the Mitzvah? How much of the Megillah do we have to read is being described in this pasuk? We just have to know whose full strength we need to read about. So Madi Amar Kula Tokfo Shel Achashverosh, the one who says that it means the entire strength of Achashverosh, you have to read about from when Achashverosh was in power. So then that Madi Amar Kula, the one who says you have to read the whole thing, Tokfo Shel Achashverosh, would say that what you have to read is from when Achashverosh was in power. Umandi Amramiyash Yehudi, the one who said, because at the very beginning of the Megillah, starts with Achashverosh already being in power. Umandi Amramiyash Yehudi, the one that says you could start reading from Ish Yehudi, Tokfo Shel Mordechai, holds that the Tokef of the Megillah means the power of Mordechai. Umandi Amramiyachar Advar Me'ela, the one that says you could start reading from Achar Advar Me'ela, Tokfo Shel Haman. That's talking about that he assumes that the Tokef, that the strength of the Megillah that you have to read, is when Haman was in power. Umandi Amramiy Balaila Hahu, and the one that says that you could start reading the Megillah from the Pasuk Balaila Hu, Tokfo Shel Neis. That's talking, that opinion assumes that the Megillah has to include the entire Tokef of the Neis, the entire strength of the Neis. So that's the Pasuk that all four opinions derive from. Rav Huna Amar Mehacha, Rav Huna says, maybe there's a different Pasuk that they all derive from. Umaru'u Al-Kachel Mahi Gia Alehem. Pasuk says, why did they act this way? And what happened to them because they acted this way? This is in Perek Tes of the Megillah, that we should write the Megillah in order to know why it is that everybody in the Megillah did what they did and what happened to them as a result of the way that they acted. So Mandi Amar Kula, the one that says you have to read the entire Megillah, what does it mean that we have to read the Megillah so we can know why they acted this way and what happened to them? It means Ma Ra'a Achashverosh Nishtamish Bekelim Shel Beis HaMikdash. What did Achashverosh see that caused him? What motivated him to use the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash? Al Kacha Mishum Dechashiv Shivim Shnin Lo Ifruk. And Al Kacha means because he figured out the 70 years of the Jewish people being in Galus had already finished, had already concluded, and they still didn't get their Beis HaMikdash back. Remember, we did that whole cheshbon in the first parak of how Achashverosh counted the 70 years incorrectly, but he wasn't the only one to count it incorrectly. And what happened because of this? The Katal Vashti, that he killed Vashti. So the whole pasuk is all about Achashverosh. That's why you have to read from the beginning of the story of Achashverosh. Umandi Amar Meish Yehudi, the opinion that says you start reading the Megillah from Ish Yehudi, understands that the message we're supposed to get from the Megillah is not what motivated Achashverosh, but rather Ma Ra Mordechai de Ikane Bahaman. What made Mordechai want to upset Haman? Al Kacha de Shavi Nafshi Avodah Zarah. So what made him do that is because Haman made himself into an Avodah Zarah. And what happened because of that? Disrachashnisa, a miracle happened. So that's why you have to start reading from the story of Mordechai. The one that says you can start reading the Megillah from Achar Advar Me'ela, so he understands Ma Ra'a Haman Sheniskane B'chala Yehudim. We want to know what motivated Haman to get all the Jewish people upset. And get jealous of all the Jews. Al Kacha, it was Al Kacha Mishum de Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtachvitz, because that one Jew Mordechai refused to bow to him. Umahi gia lehem, and what happened to him as a result? V'salu osav ezbanav ala eitz. He and his sons were hanged on the gallows. Umandi amar mi balayla hahu, and the one that says you could start reading the Megillah from balayla hahu. So, Ma Ra'a Achashverosh Lavi Sefer HaZichronos. We also want to know what motivated Achashverosh, but not about what motivated Achashverosh to use the Kelim at the Beis HaMikdash. What motivated Achashverosh to bring out the book of all the Sefer HaZichronos, of all the people that he owed a favor to? Al kacha dizimnite Esther lahaman vadeh. Remember the Gemara in the first parak said what motivated him to do that was because Esther invited Haman to a party that was supposed to be just Esther and Achashverosh, and he started to think that they were plotting to kill him. Umahi gialem, and what happened as a result of that? Disrachish nisa, a miracle happened for the Jewish people. So main point number three, four opinions at which point we can start reading the Megillah. Number one, from the rise of Achashverosh, meaning the beginning of the Megillah. Number two, from the rise of Haman. Number three, from the rise of Mordechai. That should be in the reverse order. Number four, from the rise of the Nes, from the Perek Vav, when the Nes started to happen. The halacha is we have to read the whole Megillah, and everyone agrees at least the whole Megillah needs to be written in front of you. And we'll see that in the Gemara right now. Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rabbi Chalba, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Halacha Gedivri Amar Kula, Halacha is we have to read the whole Megillah, V'afil Mandi Amar Miyash Yehudi, and even if you hold, you could read as early as Ish Yehudi, Tzricha Shetei Ksuva Kula, the whole Megillah does have to be written in the scroll that's in front of you. It's just a question of at what point you could start the actual Kriya, but the whole Megillah's got to be there. V'amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rabbi Chalba, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Rabbi Chalba Amar Rav Chaim Bar Guri also says in the name of Rav, another comment that the same Amora had, Megillah Nikrei Sefer, V'Nikrei Sigeres. The Megillah is called a Sefer, so it sounds like on some level it should be like a Torah, but it's also called a Nigeres, which makes it on some level a little less important than a Torah. So in what way is it like a Torah, what way is it not like a Torah? Nikrei Sefer, it's called a Sefer, Shim Tfara B'chute Pishton Psula, because just like a Torah, if you use linen threads to sew the parchment together, it's pasul. But it's called an igeres because if you stitch it together with three gidin, three sinews, so that's going to be kasher. Whereas a Torah needs more than that. It needs to be connected along the entire parts that you're trying to connect with each other. It's not enough to just have three. Amar Rav Nachman, Uvachiyu Mishulashin. But the stitches have to be mishulashin. They have to be three-pronged. So, not three-pronged, it means one-third down the page. You have to be broken up in even segments of the page. You can't have all three stitches on the top, or all three stitches on the bottom, or all three stitches right in the middle. So if your whole Megillah is, let's say, 24 inches long, so the first stitch would begin 6 inches from the top, second stitch would be 12 inches from the top, and the third stitch would be 18 inches from the top. So the distance between the top of the parchment and the first stitch, and the distance between the stitches themselves, are all going to be the same amount of distance. You're going to break it up exactly evenly. So main point number four, some of the halachas of Megillah are like a Sefer Torah, in that linen strands are puzzle, and some like an igeres, in that three sinews are enough to sew it together. One more thing. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Hakori b'Megillah Ksuva ben Ksuvim. A person reads a Megillah that was written together with other Ksuvim. It's not an independent scroll just for Megillah. Lo Yatzeh, he's not Yotzeh the Mitzvah. Lo Amarel d'lo Mechasu Miyatra Porta. That's only if the Megillah was written in an area where it wasn't a little bit shorter or longer than the other sections where you have the rest of Nach. But Avon Machas from Yatra Porta Les Limba. But if it's clearly distinguishable, the part that the Megillah is written on is either a little smaller or a little bigger than the rest of it, so then it's okay. We have no problems with reading a Megillah from such a scroll. Levi Bar Shmuel Av Kakari Kamedra of Yehuda Megillah. Levi Bar Shmuel was reading in front of Rabbi Yehuda from a Megillah, Haksuv Ben Haksuvim, that was amongst the whole book of Nach. Amr Leis, so Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Harei Amru, Hakari Ben Megillah, Haksuv Ben Haksuvim Lo Yatza. Don't you know that Allah is you not Yotze if you read from such a Megillah? So you see, Levi Bar Shmuel, you're not allowed to read from such a Megillah. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hakari Megillah Haksuv Ben Haksuvim Lo Yatza." If you read from a Megillah, it's just part of a larger scroll of Nach. You're not Yotze. Umachula Amocha. But he then hit it on its head, which means he limited what he said. Betzibur Shanu. That's only if you're reading it in the Tzibur. But if you're reading it privately, that's okay. Okay, so we'll pick up from Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bez Hashem tomorrow. Main point number 5, a Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim. I guess that's a good concept too. Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim. A Megillah that's amongst the whole Sefer of Nach. So Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim is puzzle unless it's either a little bit longer or a little bit shorter than the other Sefarim, or you're just reading it privately, not B'tzibur. Those are the three exceptions. A little longer, a little shorter, or you're just reading it privately and not B'tzibur. Okay, we'll stop there.